Simon Tav Hei, Se'if Zayin. The Mechaber discusses a case of somebody whose Svino's ship went out into the sea on Shabbos. Now, Mishnah Berurah gives a little background for this case. We're talking about a case that Erev Shabbos Ben HaShemashes, when Shabbos started, this ship was at the port, attached to the ground, or at least within 10 Tvachim of the ground. And you started Shabbos on the ship within 10 Tvachim of the ground. You definitely couldn't Shvisa, the 2,000 Amistar from that place. In fact, it seems there's a case of planning going off the ship and going into town, which would be fine. You have up to 2,000 amas from the ship, or if the ship is attached to the town, you have up to 2,000 amas in the town. And the wind came and pulled the ship away from the port, and the wind blew it out of the tchum. And now you're again in the place where the water is less than 10 tvachim off the ground, so the ship is within 10 tvachim of the ground, and you're more than 2,000 amas away from the place you started Shabbos, out of the tchum. And based on what we learned in the previous Simon Tav Dalad, now you can't go off the ship because all you have is Dalad Amos. The Machaber says, though, in this case, you can go on the entire ship since the ship has proper machitzas and you start off Shabbos in those machitzas. Or Mishnah Berurah adds in, it's not really relevant that you start Shabbos in those machitzas. The point is, the ship has machitzas, has fences around it, walls around it, so the entire ship is considered like Dalad Amos. So though you're out of your tchum, since you end up out of your tchum ba'inus, unintentionally you're forced that way by the wind that blew your ship out. So therefore, you're allowed to go on the entire ship, since the whole ship is fenced in by machitzas. In this situation, or it was Einus, we consider the entire ship like for Amos, and go around the entire ship on Shabbos. Now, what if some of the walls of the ship got blown down, got knocked down on Shabbos? The ship is in the water now, and does not have proper machitzas anymore. So the Mechaber says, as long as the ship is moving, you can go wherever you want on the ship. Mishnah Berurah says, since anywhere the ship is constantly moving from four Amos to four Amos, moving to new places, so there's no four Amos that you can be in, it's on the move. However, if the ship is stable, standing one place, then since the walls of the ship got knocked down, you can only go four amas. Because now it's no longer considered a place as machitzas. Mishnah Berurah explains, discussing the case, that either most of one of the sides of the ship, the walls knocked down, or at least as a pirtas esser, a break of more than 10 amas, therefore no longer as machitzas, therefore you're limited to the four amas in which you're in. The Rambam says, if in the middle of the ship there's machitzas, 10 tfachim, even if at the ends of the ship it's not a good machitza, that's still considered a good machitza. Not like that, even in the middle of the ship, it's a small boat and doesn't have proper machitza and tvachim tall. But if you would dig into the walls of the ship, the boards of the wall of the ship, you could carve out an area that's 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim length and width, then you can still view it as a Rosh Hashiach with proper machitzas. Mishnah Berurah explains based on the rules of Klekel Mahashlim, at Yud Chamisha, Machitz Chamisha over here, we could carve out or imagine that was carved out, so to speak, an area 10 tvachim tall and 4 by 4 tvachim wide, and now the entire ship is considered Rosh Hashiach, or at least a Chur Rosh Hashiach, an extension of Rosh Hashiach. As long as the Sfina has proper machitzas that did not get knocked down, you can use the entire ship on Shabbos. Sivches, the Mechaber discussed somebody who left the Tchum Ladas, but amazing. It was a bad person who did the wrong thing, and he went out of the Tchum. But so really only has four Amos now. But Goyim went and brought him back, but Einus back into his original Tchum. Still, he only has four Amos. Since he left the Tchum Ladas, it was not Einus or Sheg, it was intentional, he only has four Amos. The only way to have a Heter to get back your entire Tchum is if you left Einus and returned Einus. Here they left Beratzen, even if he returned Einus, he only has four Amos. However, the Mechaber says, if the Goyim returned to his original city, not just his original Tchum, but his original city, then we can view the entire city as for Amos. In fact, even someone left the Tchum, Bemezid, Ladas, and came back, Ladas, came back, Bemezid, once they're back at the original city, which was considered like for Amos, so again, the whole city is considered like for Amos, and they can walk the entire city. Now, the Moth throws in a few words, he says, this halacha, that you get back to your original city, even though you left Ladas, and maybe came back Ladas, some of them say it's Mukav Chayma, has Mechitz around it, or Mishnah Berurah says something of the Erev around it. Since it's the original city, Star of Shabbos, and as Machitzas, it's all considered like for Amos, you just cannot leave the city, even one Amo, since you really lost your Tchum, you just came back to the original city. Now, that which the Mothra was never talking about, that's Mekavis Machitza Dir, that's Prab Machitzas, the Mothra brings the Rosh and Ben Yerucham, there's not so Pasha, and the Be'er Locha brings the Beis Meir. Beis Meir says, no, since it's the original city, which was considered like the Amos the start of the Shabbos with, so now also that you went back there, again, the entire city is considered like the Amos, and you get the entire city. So even though you lost the Alpayim, you did not lose the original Mokum Shvisa, which in this case is the entire city. And there's no reason why the city has to be Mokum Machitzas. Bialacha questions this and goes back and forth about this. And he says, really, the source that the Ramah brings, or it's sourced in the Ramah in parentheses from the Rosh Ben Yochum, is not so Pashit. That's a fair parallel to this case. They didn't say it exactly in this case, they said a different case. And therefore, this remains a Shiloh. Somebody left with Tchum Ladas and came back with Ladas or Ba'inus. It's his original city, but the city does not have a proper machitza or a proper area around it. Does he get back the whole city, like the Beis Meir says, or does he not get back the entire city, like the implication of the Ramah?